This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Let it out! Shout! 8 out of 10 Americans very down on the economy. Yeah. What, mortgage rates now are up around 6%? And inflation 10%? Really? Flashbacks. I remember the early 80s. I think I had a mortgage on my first townhome in Plymouth, and I want to say it was like 18%. I mean, we thought, that'll never happen again. We'll learn from our mistakes. Irrational exuberance. Oh, my goodness. We're reaching out to Mark, who is Jordana's husband. He's at the Mayo Clinic, her number one caregiver. My understanding is Jordana is doing a little bit better, recovering from a bone marrow transplant, and we hope to have Mark on at some point. We can't reach him right now. But in the studio right now, one of my oldest friends in the great state of Minnesota, Muffy McMillan from Cargill, and her amazing daughter, Mara. Mara, thank you so much for joining me today on CCO. You doing okay?
Buddy, I wouldn't miss this for the world in the tea in China.
That's a lot of tea. You're going to be flying here. You said you're going to camp. Where are you going?
The Northeast and the Netherlands, sir. I leave at the crack of dawn on July 2nd.
By the way, nobody calls me sir. You can call me Paul. I answer to Paul, Doug, and various obscenities, but it's so good to have you here. How long are you at camp?
A month, and I go with the same group every summer. I've gone since I was 18, and in January we do a winter cruise for a week.
Wow. What's the highlight of summer camp, though? What's the one thing? Is there one thing you're really looking forward to?
Ben and Jerry's ice cream for 2 days straight.
Oh, man. That sounds pretty good.
Hello, friends out there. I love you all. Miss you all. Thank you so much for joining me and Paul and my mom today. I'm very grateful. Thank you.
We are so grateful to have you here. And I wish Jordana could be here to give you a hug. She'll be back in the studio at some point. We don't know when. We're going with the flow, but maybe you can come back and check
Mommy
out Jordana.
Mom, you want to say a few words to the world?
Muffy, how do you follow that? You have an amazing daughter.
What I can say is tomorrow, this is better than Santa Claus coming down the chimney.
Really? Yeah, well.
Paul coming down the chimney with the weather.
Well, it's great to have you here. And I know you can't talk a lot about Cargill, but these are crazy times for everybody and every company. And we've all had to pivot and adapt and to this brave new world. Anything you want to say?
You know, I do want to say this is an amazing time, and we should be proud of what everybody's accomplishing, what everybody's doing, what everybody has faced, and have a positive outlook on what we're moving towards, accomplishing, realizing, understanding, and thank you to all the great companies in Minnesota.
And I must say to all my friends with disabilities, if you have not tried out Frontier Travel Camp, you must. It is the best camp in the country for people with disabilities.
What's the camp?
Frontier Travel Camp. Sir.
Frontier Travel Camp.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I've gone since I was 16, and I have enjoyed every single second.
You have already perfected the art of the plug, you know, the radio plug. Frontier Travel Camp. Okay.
That's yes, awesome. And parents, if you haven't signed your kids up yet, please do. It's a wonderful experience. They've been to my house before.
A paid spokesman right here. No, that's awesome. Well, look, I'm in awe of you and what you've accomplished, Mara. You're an amazing young woman, and I'm thrilled to call you a friend, and I'm so glad you could come into the studio today. We've been planning this, Muffy, for a long time, right?
Forever. And thank you, Paul. This is the highlight of Mara's life.
Well, when did you guys start planning this? Because that was a big Christmas present. I was so shocked.
I think it's been at least a year that we were talking about this.
Yeah. It's been at least a year.
So, Muffy, just to put a bow on this, these are tough times for a lot of people right now with inflation. Show me one thing where the prices come down. I don't think you can do it. But no, you're still optimistic for the long haul. You're still hopeful, right?
Yes, very hopeful. We all have to maintain hope. Without hope, we're not going to survive. Hope is the cornerstone to moving forward, making things change, and being active citizens and participants in today's world.
Is Cargo still the biggest privately held company on the planet?
Of course I'd say yes.
That's my understanding. Has anything changed? You guys, and I can't imagine between the supply chain issues, what's happening in Ukraine, and I know you can't go into that,
no. But...
But, yeah, these are everybody has to figure out a plan B, C, D, E, F. And I don't know about you. With my companies, the only chance at success I had, and we, you know, these are tiny companies, surrounding myself with amazing people who are much smarter than I am, and then trying to stay out of their way, right?
The recipe is honoring and valuing the employees that work within the companies. Companies wouldn't exist or be who they are, what they are, without employees. Employees make it work.
Muffy and Mara McMillan, thanks for joining us on short notice. We just kind of threw you into the deep end of the pool, and you can both
and we
swim.
Love it. We love it. We know how to.
And may I please say how wonderful it is to be in the WCCO radio station room. I've never been here. This is my first time, and I am just ecstatic.
Studio 8, you're a natural, Mara.
You are,
and
Mara.
I never thought this would happen. This is unbelievable for me. I'm so just grateful. Thank you.
I'm glad we could make it happen today.
Thank you from both of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're the bomb.
Thank you. You did a great job. You're hired. A little bit of a pay cut, but
I would get up at 6 a.m. and come here every day.
When we come back, the one and only Todd Walker with what to do this weekend. Todd, up next.
Todd Douglas and the one and only Todd Walker. Todd, about town. He's not in a restroom today. He is living large. Sipping a beer out at the state fairgrounds. Doesn't get any better than that. Todd, welcome back.
Hey, Paul. Great to talk to you today. Yeah, we are out at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. If you've never been to the Back to the 50s show, it's definitely something you should consider doing,
amazing.
Especially Father's Day weekend. I mean, it's fun for the whole family. They have so much going on out here, over 11,000 cars. And all the cars have to be 1964 or earlier. And they have everything from street rods to custom classics and restored vehicles. And right over my shoulder, if you're watching us on Facebook Live right now, I'm showing you the car that I just bought for Paul Douglas because I thought this would really up his game this summer when he's driving around town. It's a 1951 Ford 100. Check that out, Paul. Can you see that over my
shoulder? I like
over it. My shoulder?
Nice shade of yellow.
For those of you that can see it, it's bright yellow. It's a beautifully restored Ford F-100. It is classic. It is absolutely amazing. And right next to it, there is a 1956 Chevy that I'm going to try to show you at the end of the show here. It's just beautiful. But yeah, this happens all weekend long. So if you're looking for something to do with your dad for Father's Day, it's $15 for adults. And kids under 15 get in totally free. But a little insider tip here, if you go to Napa, you get $2 off your admission.
Oh,
so there you go. You just saved a little money. Have you ever been out to the...
I have. And I love it. And I'm going to try to go out on Father's Day if my wife lets me off my leash. But
well, you'll have to drive the car that I have behind me when you come out here. But, Paul, I'm actually at O'Gara. So when you do come out here, check out O'Gara's. I'm drinking a Lake and Legends brew from the local brewery. And also they have something called Reuben Bites. And the Reuben Bites are unbelievable. So think of the perfect Reuben sandwich put in a deep-fried bite. Does that sound great?
Oh, my. Does that come with a cardiologist?
I know. No kidding, Paul. And okay, I'm also drinking a slushy, and it is a black cherry and Red Bull with blueberry Red Bull with blackberry White Claw. So what do you think? That's going to do me in a little bit, right, Paul?
Well, but what a way to go. You double fisted. I'm impressed.
I had to show you the variety, Paul, of what you can do out here. It's not because I wanted it. It's all for the show.
Yeah, I know. You took one for the team. Hey, Tuesday, I think it's like 4 a.m. is the summer solstice. Tell us about the summer solstice festival this weekend in St. Paul.
Well, the summer solstice is the day that I dislike most of the entire year. Because all that means, Paul, you being the weather guy, all that means is that we're just counting down the days until we'll be bringing out the shovel. So we're going the wrong direction. If you are one of those, come on, Paul. It's the truth. It's the truth, Paul. You know it. Right now, after 9 o'clock, you can still like hang out, do things outside, sit on a patio. But shortly, that clock will be ticking, Mr. Douglas, right?
I thought you were an optimist. Look, our hottest days come in mid-July. Summer is over. It stays balmy into mid-October now. So,
all right. Well, fine. If you're one of those people that celebrate it, I looked for one celebration that sounded kind of interesting. It's happening in St. Paul off Randolph Avenue. It's at the Carondelet Center, and it's a non-denominational deal. And they have food trucks. They have different pastries you can try out. They have music, activities for the kids. And this is happening actually today. It started at 4 o'clock, celebrating the solstice. Can you hear the engines roaring behind me, Paul?
Yeah.
And that goes till 8 o'clock. So if you're one of the people that think this is the greatest day of the year, unlike me, instead I'm going to be drowning my sorrows in the slushy because knowing that the days are going to get shorter. But it's a summer solstice.
Slush, drinking your slushies. Mm-hmm. Hey, Stone Arch Bridge Festival going on too, right?
Another festival that I just so enjoy. I have covered it for so many years for television, and it is just a great festival. It happens all weekend long, and it looks like the weather is going to be hold out. It's going to be a little bit hot, as we all know, on Sunday. And this is happening right there on the West River Parkway. So now those of you that have gone for years and years and years, it used to be over at St. Anthony, Maine. So don't get all confused when you drive down there and you park over there and you go, I missed the festival. It's just across the bridge where the Oami restaurant is, right below there, right on the other side of Stone Arch Bridge. Think of where the Guthrie is, and it's all along the riverfront there. But it's fun. You know, it's a curated show with art. They also have great, great music that's on multiple stages. They have food. They have a culinary corner. It is really, really fun. But you don't miss that festival.
And last but certainly not least, celebrating the emancipation of African Americans, Juneteenth is coming up. Monday, federal holiday, but there's stuff to do this weekend, right?
There are so many things going on. I just did not know which ones to highlight. But the one that's happening in Boyd Park in St. Paul is happening tomorrow. I picked this one because the weather is going to be a little bit cooler if you want to get out and you want to enjoy something in a park. And they have unbelievable music playing. They have T. Michael Rambo, who we all love, who's been a vocalist in our community for so many years. And he's fantastic. He's going to be performing alongside Thomasina Petrus. She's going to be there as well. So it is going to be a great afternoon of music. It starts at 3 o'clock. And just to give you a little bit of an idea where this is right down from the Cathedral of St. Paul. And it's right on Selby Avenue, a very nice, quaint park. But if you want to get out and you want to commemorate this day, there are Juneteenth festivals happening all over the Twin Cities. But, you know, so check one of them out and make a mark to this amazing day.
I have fond memories of drive-in movies. We have 30 seconds. Talk about Jurassic World drive-in movie.
Okay, I'll make both of these super quick. Jurassic World drive-in movie is happening down at Union Depot. It's happening tonight. And once again, it's going to be a beautiful night for it. $15 per car. So you just go down there with your family, put them in the car, put a blanket over on the front of your hood of your car, and watch Jurassic Park in the backside where the trains come in. So that's going to be a great evening. And last but not least, Paul, everybody's talking about this show, and I want to throw it in there because it's the last weekend you can see it. It's called The Roommate at Mixed Blood Theater in Minneapolis, and it stars some of the town's favorite. They're describing it as Breaking Bad meets Grace and Frankie. So it's a great show starring Greta Oglesby and Allison Edwards. So it should be a great show.
Sounds amazing. Hey, write this down. 1957 Chevrolet Corvette Fuelie. I want you to find one for me at a good price, something under $2,000 or $3,000, and call me. You have my numbers.
I will do that. I will do that. So you're telling me I should rip up the check I just wrote for the one behind me. You don't want this one.
You take that one. I want the Corvette. I want the old
I shall find it for you, because I'm going to finish my little beverage here, and then I'm going to do a walk around the State Fair in this beautiful weather with everybody out here in a good mood. So don't miss this Back to the 50s, Paul. Always a pleasure, my friend. Happy Father's Day to you, buddy.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate that. You be well and have a drink for all of us, okay?
I will. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. When we come back, today's terrible trivia focused on an ongoing headache for a lot of Americans right now, air travel. See how much you know when we come back on CCO.
Ladies and gentlemen, 830 WCCO presents Paul and Jordana's Terrible Trivia.
That's terrible.
Charles Barkley, I love that. All right, this is the time of the show where I embarrass myself as a public service. The older I get, the more I realize how little I know. And this quiz really highlights that.
I've really missed this part of my day while you've been out, Paul, because it's, you know, it's fun to watch you squirm and flounder.
To humiliate.
Yeah, pretty much so.
Really, you're kind of a sick person.
Just because you experienced some drama with your air travel.
I did.
Yesterday.
I did.
You were stuck in Milwaukee for way too many hours. You could have biked home, by the way, in the time.
I could have. I was thinking of hitchhiking. But then if nobody's going to pick me up. So.
So in honor of that, we have a airline trivia.
How many questions do you have, sir?
Six questions.
All right.
They're multiple
choice. Are there prizes?
No.
Okay. All right. Hit me.
Okay. What is the, we'll start simple. What is the largest airline by passengers in the United States? Is it American Airlines, Delta Airlines, or Southwest Airlines?
Boy, I think it's between Delta and Southwest, but I kind of hope it's Delta. So I'm going to go with Delta. No,
it's actually American
it
Airlines.
It is American?
Yes.
What?
Yes, I was very surprised by, which I guess, you know, we don't think
by
of them
passengers?
Because by the number of passengers that fly.
It's American?
It's American Airlines. Can you believe that?
Oh. Okay,
that surprised me.
Great start.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm done now.
Now, American Airlines, despite carrying the most passengers in the U.S., they actually only have 9 direct flights that come in and out of Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to fly anywhere but those 9 places, it means you're catching a connection if you're flying American Airlines. Which of these 3 does American Airlines not go to directly from Minneapolis?
Okay.
Which was not one of those 9
I don't fly
flights.
American.
Do they not go to Dallas, Miami, or Denver?
I'm going to say Miami. I love that sound. I hear it a lot.
Yeah.
I hear it in my sleep.
We'll hear a few more of those today. No,
is
actually,
it Denver?
It's Denver.
It's
American
Denver.
Airlines does not go to Denver. There are six airlines that operate Minneapolis to Denver. American Airlines, the biggest airline by passengers, is not one of them.
That's not very American.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Not flying to Denver?
Come on.
What the hell?
Paul, you're 0 for 2.
Can I stop now?
No. Question number 3. What percent of flights in the U.S. have been on time this year in 2022 so far? What percent of flights leave on time?
Leave on time.
Yep, depart on time. Yeah. Is it A, 68%, B, 76%, or C, 84%?
I'm going to go with the middle number, 76%. But it's kind of a game because sometimes they just push back from the gate, and you sit on the tarmac, but technically it's still an on-time departure, right?
Yes. Well, and they budget in extra time, so you maybe push back on time, quote-unquote, sit on the runway for half an hour and still arrive on time because they budget in time.
They fly, but, do they really fly faster?
You're actually correct.
I got
Right? They just budget in some extra time.
Yeah.
You're correct. And here's the deal. So 76% of flights have been on time this year, which is actually very close to the pre-pandemic average. It's
really?
Within a percentage point of the pre-pandemic average.
I'll bet you in the last week or two, that number has gone down.
Well, I'm sure
it has. Summer travel, and it just seems like...
I'm sure it has, but there's still a lot more flights that are on time than that are delayed.
I need to remember that.
Yeah. And during the pandemic, the numbers went up. There was less delays during the pandemic. Those numbers were in the 80s, well into the 80s.
Huh. Okay.
Paul, if you were to fly directly from Minneapolis, from MSP, to the cities I'm about to list, which one of them is the closest to here? Which one of these three cities is closest to Minneapolis? Bozeman, Montana, Buffalo, New York, or Dallas, Texas?
I'm going to go Bozeman.
Bozeman is closer than Buffalo and Dallas. No, it's actually Buffalo, New York at just 727.
Well, how far is Bozeman?
Bozeman is 866.
Jeez.
So it's another almost
100 miles. Give that one to me.
Well, no.
Just a pity vote.
150 miles off. That's a... I mean, you have one right out of four.
I prefer Bozeman. Maybe I... Nothing against Buffalo. It's a lovely city.
Which one of those cities would you rather go to if you had to go on vacation next week? Bozeman, Buffalo, or
I have
Dallas?
Good memories of Niagara Falls. I have family in Buffalo.
Yeah, okay.
I'd rather hang in Bozeman. Big sky.
Yep.
Amazing skiing.
Yeah.
It's like... It's
swimming. Cool. Amazing swimming this time of year, too, I've heard.
Swimming?
Too soon?
Too soon. Oh, you're talking about the thousand-year floods in Yellowstone, really?
Yes, that's just an hour from Bozeman.
What's your email? Listeners, a little sensitivity training? You dork.
All right, two more questions, Paul.
Okay.
Why do airplanes still have ashtrays? I don't know if you've noticed this, but most airplanes, when you go into the bathroom or other areas, they're still like the little flip-down ashtrays. Why is that the case, Paul? A, so that rule breakers who are smoking on planes have a place to put their cigarette butts. B, because on flights within a state, so like a flight from MSP to Duluth, it's actually not illegal to smoke on airplanes. Or C, because it's cheaper to just leave the ashtrays in the design for the plane than to redesign the planes without ashtrays.
When in doubt, go with the cheaper option. Saving money, why should we replace all that? It has to be C.
What? No, it's actually A. It's still a federal requirement to have ashtrays on planes because in the event that somebody breaks that rule and smokes on a plane,
are you kidding?
They don't want them where else would they put it? They would put it in the trash can.
Or down the toilet.
Or down the toilet,
which
would cause massive, massive problems. So they're required.
That's why they leave those in?
To have ashtrays on airplanes.
Are you kidding?
Isn't that crazy?
That is the nuttiest thing I've heard in my life. When's the last time you saw somebody try to light up? Well, sometimes they go in the bathroom.
I guess they go in the bathroom. I think I've seen somebody, at least in an airport, use an e-cig.
The vaping.
But doesn't everyone know that you can't smoke on a plane?
I have the freedom to make stupid decisions.
Yeah, I guess so. So those stupid people that smoke on an airplane, I guess you have a place to put that smoking.
This has been fascinating, but more humbling than usual.
Yeah, you're not very good. Okay, one more. I think you might have a chance at this because you flew Delta, right, yesterday?
I did.
If you were on a Delta plane like you were yesterday, which one of these beverages could you not get on a Delta flight? A Coca-Cola, a Starbucks coffee, or a Budweiser?
Well, I know you can get Coke because their main hub is Atlanta. I think they're an Atlanta-based company, right?
Yep, I believe so.
Starbucks. I thought they served Starbucks. I'm not sure about Budweiser. I usually drink, bourbon straight, so I'm not much of a beer guy. But
I don't believe that. When's the last time you had a bourbon on an airplane?
Never.
You just lied.
I just wanted to hear what that sounded like coming out of my mouth. I'm going to go with Bud. As much as I like Budweiser, I'll go with that.
That's right. Delta serves Miller Coors products. You could get a Miller Lite. You could not get a Bud Light on a Delta flight.
It's not very American. Anheuser-Busch.
Well, you got to pick one or the other. You can't, you know, you can't serve both competing
Miller Lite
beers.
Do people drink that?
You can't tell the difference between a Miller Lite and a Budweiser and an expired Corona. You can't tell the difference.
I can. Give me a Budweiser. All right.
Okay. You salvaged 2 out of 6. That's two out of six.
That's a good day for me.
It's a good batting average. That's about it.
Well, you know. By the way, did you know that summer thunderstorms cause more delays and cancellations than ice and snow in the winter?
Hey, I'm asking the questions. What are you
doing? I just wanted to throw that in there.
Okay. Thank you.
And by the way, Delta has 57 gates at Twin Cities International.
And you have to walk a mile and a half to get to somewhere.
That's, you know, good cardio. Just practice in case you have to walk to your destination. All right. When we come back, the one and only Mike Max with a sports update next. Maxi Sports brought to you by the John Schuster Group, Coldwell Banker Real Estate. My friends in Arizona, they always like to say, yeah, it gets hot here, but Paul, it's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat. That's
my oven is a dry heat. I don't stick my head inside.
But
the Twins are playing the Diamondbacks in Arizona later on this evening. Maxie, how you doing, buddy?
Good. I miss you. How you been, buddy?
Oh, I'm good. It was so nice getting out of the country, just getting out of the house, you know, and seeing faces, and it was almost like normal. It was pretty close to normal.
Did you decompress quickly when you leave?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the jet lag, you know, a couple of days, but you're not going to get sympathy when you whine about jet lag. Oh, no. You poor baby. You're in Tuscany. Oh, I hope you're okay.
But I mean, you know, to detach is a piece of this.
Oh, that. Well.
You know, to be able to say, I'm here not to think about whatever it was that I think about when I'm at home. Can you do that well?
No.
Yeah?
No. I still check email. I try to, you know, once in the morning, once in the evening, make sure nothing's blowing up.
Sure.
But I'm not really good at just turning the phone off. I wish I was.
Yeah.
How about you? Are you better at that?
I've gotten better over the years. You know, not great. I like to have a little bit of communication, but you know, when I travel, one of the great things about traveling, I think, is I purposely watch the news in the other markets, and the reason that I do that is I realize Minneapolis is Minneapolis, and they don't care one hoot about what's going on in Minnesota. You know, it's their community, it's their news.
Sure,
and that's good for me because I realize what a bubble I live in. You know what I'm saying?
We're all in our bubbles.
Yeah, we all live in our own bubble, and I think it's so good for me to see that they don't care about our road construction problems and our traffic problems here. You know, in a strange way.
But also, isn't it best practices? Are you watching the sportscasters?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you can't help it. Yeah, I like to see. Yeah. I like to see. And sometimes you go, oh, I thought that was original to Minneapolis, and here everybody's doing it. You know, stuff like that. Yeah. But I like to see their, you know, how they go about it. You know, are they trying to get to a crime scene quickly with a live shot and you know, just because, which is, you take a young news director and you put them in, well, we got to go live everywhere. Well, there's nothing there. Yeah. Oh, it doesn't matter. It makes it look like we're doing our jobs. Yeah, but you're getting killed in the ratings. It doesn't matter because I got to prove myself. You know, you see that, you know.
Maxie, I'm going to miss you. But I don't miss the pinheads, the parade of pinheads, the news directors. There were a few good ones, but there were more bad ones in the television world.
Hey, Paul, did you see what they're doing in Schenectady? You know, we should be doing that here in the Twin Cities. It's Schenectady.
I'm going to be quiet now before I say that.
Yeah. Well, I can say that because I'm not getting a paycheck. But so what? Look, last night, a good night to be
Andrew
Wiggins.
And for the
Wiggins.
Record, we have right now, I work for some really good people.
Oh, I know. Hey, no, and I wasn't talking about CCO or CARE.
I know exactly what you mean.
I was talking about public access television.
Yes,
that
over
one
the years. I'm sorry. What were we talking about, sports?
Andrew Wiggins, Golden State Warriors.
That's a ring he's got coming.
Oh, man. They looked pretty convincing, didn't they?
Oh, boy, yeah. I mean, it took 6 games, which I thought it would go 5. And I didn't – I thought it was a toss-up game last night, and they won it. I never thought that Boston would beat them in a game 7 if they brought it back to Golden State. But Golden State took care of business last night. They go to another level when they want. I think that, you know, during the year there were times when they had injuries and some things, and you said, was Golden State going to be able to weather this storm? And they did, and they were the best team in the NBA, and They always look like that on paper, but you weren't sure sometimes if they would be able to put it together and go on a run. But they paced themselves. Klay Thompson got a little bit better, you know, coming off his injury as the year wore on. Andrew Wiggins became a factor. Obviously, you know what you're getting from Steph Curry and Draymond Green. Jordan Poole was an X factor from time to time when they had to cut and paste their way through a few situations. And yeah, the best team won it.
Maxi, 30 seconds. What's on your sports radar?
High school baseball is going on at Target Field tonight and all day today. Randolph won the first game, Fairmont the second, and I got a big show planned for you coming up at 6:30. Clean. We lost a real character and great amateur baseball player. I'll explain that during Sports to the Max tonight.
We'll be watching and we'll be listening.
Thanks,
Thank you,
Paul.
Mike Max. You take care, my friend. When we come back, the mayor of Duluth, Grandma's Marathon. I'm so looking forward to running it this year.
You're laughing.
I run when chased. That and a Jordana update next hour. Stick around.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.